USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. The Justice Department has till Tuesday to respond to an emergency request from Donald Trump asking the Supreme Court to halt part of an appeals court ruling giving the government access to classified documents seized from Mar-a-Lago and restoring them to the special master. Khan Nawade, former federal prosecutor in the Southern District of New York, gives his take.
My guess is, number one, this is a motion that can be decided by Justice Thomas by himself. My take is he's probably going to refer it to the full court, given the high-profile nature, and the full court is probably going to say, too bad, too sad, to the former president.
Sources say that the Justice Department believes former President Donald Trump still hasn't returned all the government documents he took from the White House. An Oregon serial rapist is set to be released from prison in mid-December after serving nearly 36 years behind bars, almost all of his maximum sentence. Richard Gilmore, arrested in 1986 and called the jogger rapist because he staked out victims as he ran by their homes, admitted to raping 9 girls in the Portland area in the 1970s and 80s, but was only convicted in one case because of the statute of limitations. In 1987, a jury found him guilty of raping 13-year-old Tiffany Edens, his last known victim, in December 1986. He will be 63 at the time of his release in December. We've got numbers for you on deaths versus vaccines.
Federal health officials say vaccines prevented at least 330,000 COVID deaths in U.S. seniors last year. A Health and Human Services report says the decrease in hospitalizations saved more than $16 billion in medical costs. It shows hospitalizations and deaths went down 12 and 15%, respectively, as vaccines went up 10%. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Christine Barrett was inside her family's Northport home during Hurricane Ian when one of her kids started yelling that water was coming up from the shower. Then it started coming in from outside the house. Eventually, the family was forced to climb on top of their kitchen cabinets. They put water wings on their one-year-old and were rescued the next day by boat. After the floodwaters had finally gone down, Barrett and her family were cleaning out the damp and muddy house. On the front lawn lay chairs, a dresser, couch cushions, flooring planks, and a pile of damp drywall. Similar scenes played out across the block as residents tried to clear out the soggy mess before mold set in. An actor who has accused Kevin Spacey of making a sexual advance on him as a 14-year-old recounted the episode for a New York City jury on Friday, testifying he felt helpless when Spacey climbed on top of him in bed. "I was frozen," Anthony Rapp said on the second day of a civil trial in Manhattan. "I was pinned underneath him. I didn't know what to do." In a halting voice, Rapp testified that then 26-year-old Spacey had invited him to a party at his Upper East Side apartment when both actors were starring on Broadway in 1986. He said after he wandered into a bedroom to watch TV and get away from the adults, an intoxicated-looking Spacey joined him after the other guests had left. Rapp, now 50, came forward with the accusation in 2017 when he was the first among others who largely shut down Spacey's career with multiple claims of inappropriate touching or sexual advances. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.